Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 10th, 1897, William Michael Herbert Graves was born in Barbados, the only son of a local medical doctor. He went on to become a leading astronomer and Astronomer Royal for Scotland. Graves began what would literally become a stellar academic career as a pupil at the Lodge School from 1905 to 1915, followed by a year at Codrington College. He won the Barbados Scholarship in Mathematics, and he went to England, where he entered St John's College, Cambridge, to read mathematics in 1916. At Cambridge, he was awarded the Smith's Prize in Mathematics and the Tyson Medal in Astronomy in 1919. 2 years later, he was elected to an Isaac Newton studentship. In 1922, he became a Fellow of St John's College, and thus began a lifelong career of research in astronomy. In total, he published 43 scientific papers and several volumes of observations, eventually specializing in an area known as stellar spectrophotometry. This involved the study of the color and light emanating from stars in order to understand their composition. He also did pioneering work on the connection between sunspots and magnetic storms, and he was an early advocate of radio astronomy. In 1927, he persuaded the Daily Mail newspaper to sponsor a flight above the clouds to about 11,000 feet so that he and colleagues could observe a total solar eclipse, the first time such a feat had been attempted. According to his obituary, Graves' scientific work was marked by great conscientiousness. He never evaded hard work or unattractive duties. On the other hand, he avoided publicity and seemed indifferent to personal distinction or reward. In person, he was a large man, inclined to nervous and slightly clumsy movement. Although extremely serious-minded when it came to matters of principle, he had a keen sense of fun, even frivolity. There is an engaging story of Graves in his first snowstorm, not long after he entered Cambridge, dancing about St John's Second Court with a fellow West Indian trying to catch snowflakes. His laugh was entirely his own. One might describe it as a quiet, hissing cackle, something like air escaping intermittently from a water tap, accompanied by a low chuckle. Another personal characteristic was his pipe lighting ritual. The untidy filling of the bowl, the pocket patting to find matches, the verification of their existence by shaking the box near one ear, and the heavy flourish with which the match finally was struck. From 1924, Graves worked at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, before being appointed Astronomer Royal for Scotland and Professor of Astronomy at Edinburgh University in 1938. During the Second World War, he had the job of maintaining a backup time service in Scotland in case the service responsible for maintaining Greenwich Mean Time in London was disrupted by bombing. He was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society in 1943, which was an honour reserved for the world's most eminent scientists. And he served as President of the Royal Astronomical Society from 1947 to 1949. William Michael Herbert Graves, born on this day in Barbados in 1897, died suddenly in Edinburgh, Scotland, on the 24th of December 1955, at the age of 58.
A crater on the moon was named the Graves Crater in his memory.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.